And I say to you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. These words bring us comfort in our prayer. But I have to ask you, how many of you were praying for a short homily? Because it's not fair to me. Your kind pastor instead was given an infected tooth as a way of keeping the homily short tonight. Been on medicine, a little loopy on that. Got a cloud in mind, I got a sore tooth. So your prayer has been answered. We're going to keep this thing simple, all right? A little grumpy, all right? I guess your prayer's better than mine, all right? But luckily the message is simple this weekend. Because that's what God wants us to remember. That He is always present and He is always listening. And the prayer may not be answered exactly how we expect it to be answered. And if we truly stop and think about it, there are so many of our prayers that are answered even before we even know how to articulate them. How we even know how to ask God, there are already great blessings bestowed upon us. But the problem is so many times we think of those prayers that we keep asking for and God never seems to answer them. Why do I have this infected tooth, Lord, right? We keep praying for that answer. We keep praying for that immediate response. My will be done, Lord. And when it's not answered, that's when people say, well, there must not be a God, or He doesn't love me, He's not listening to me, and so people leave. People quit praying. And God says that wasn't what you needed most. He needs us to trust. He needs us to persevere. He needs us to understand. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. But know that I am always listening. Know that I am always present. Know that I will never abandon you. No matter what the prayer is, we just have to trust. We have to stay in communication with Him. We have to keep going. And we have to understand. But we allow our selfishness, we allow our selfish wants to get in the way. And that creates the block in the conversation, the block in the prayer. Today we come before God and we say, Lord, help us to turn ourselves back over to you. For you are always present. You are always there. You are always blessing us in ways that we may not even see or understand. Help us to never forget this. So we'll keep asking. We'll keep seeking. We'll keep knocking. And you will keep blessing us in ways that we do not deserve. Amen.